You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting.
So here's some advice from a stranger. Well, strange radio host, anyway. Pull off the road this summer as you travel. Duck inside some local club and check out the live music scene. Forget the stadium acts and the festival circuit. What city has got the best live scene? Lots of candidates here. We've already been sold on Brooklyn by Reggie Watts, and the Mates of State gave us a solid pitch for San Francisco. Detroit has been getting a lot of votes from you at our Facebook page and at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Fuva says, this is really not debatable. Of course, there are many great music cities, but do any really compare to Detroit? Ben's Encore says, no, Detroit is definitely the best music city in America. In addition to creating or significantly adding to genres like Motown and Soul decades ago, there are many recent acts that continue to pour out of Detroit, from the White Stripes to Eminem. Well, hard to argue with that. So we asked the legendary Mary Wilson, Detroit native, Grammy Award winner, and of course founding member of the Supremes, to give us a tour of Motown, the live scene.
Growing up in Detroit for me was a great experience. I think it was one of the best cities in the world to grow up. Lots of wonderful communities, great education, and I thoroughly enjoyed my youth. When I was growing up in Detroit, Michigan, I actually listened to all kinds of music. My father had a huge record collection, 78. We listened to all kinds of music because the radio stations there in Detroit actually played all kinds of music. Jazz was one of my favorites. And then, of course, when rock and roll started, I started listening to rock and roll. Fats Domino.
I found my thrill.
And people like, you know, Nat King Cole.
L, it's for the way you look at me. O, it's for the only one I see. V, is
it was just across the board what I listened to. And all of the greats came to perform there.
Baby.
The Supremes were actually formed by another group called the Primes, which consisted of two of the members, Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams, who went on to become two members of the Temptations. So I was in elementary school. Signed up for this talent show, and I was pantomiming to one record by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. And on the same program was Florence Ballard, and she sang Ave Maria. So after that, after performing on that particular talent show in school, we decided we wanted to join a group. And the two members I mentioned actually approached Florence, and then another member approached Diane, who lived in the same neighborhood. And that's how we, the Primettes, became a group. And later on, of course, we changed our names to the Supremes. There was music all over the United States. You know, New Jersey had its people. You know, music was everywhere. But because of Motown Records and the desire of Berry Gordy Jr. there, who had a plan, a dream, or whatever you want to call it. And it was starting there at Motown Records that we all kind of migrated there. And so Detroit had its number of, many numbers of singers, but I think it was Motown Records that really put it on the map. Detroit still has its great singers and musicians. There's still great musicians there. I just actually recorded a CD, a new CD, and used all Detroit musicians at some of the studios there in Detroit, because there's still lots of wonderful studios. Why there are so many singers there? Is it the water? I really don't know. People have asked that question many times, and I really don't know. The music is just something that Detroiters seem to really embrace.
Detroit and music just might be the water, says Mary Wilson. She's a Detroit native and founding member of the Supremes. Her newest album, recorded in Detroit, is called Life's Been Good to Me. Let us know. Do you think Detroit is America's greatest city? What about San Francisco or Brooklyn? Where do you want the next stop to be on our summer musical road trip? Danny from Asbury Park, New Jersey, says one of the most vibrant music scenes with a long history of great artists is Asbury Park, New Jersey. Bruce, need I say more? Great suggestion. We'd love to have more from you. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or log on to facebook.com/TheTakeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.